Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And on a Wednesday, Alan, this is from the AP Wire, sounding a lot like a presidential candidate here. Hillary Rodham Clinton raising cautions about the United States working with Iran to combat fast-moving Islamic insurgents in Iraq. She says she is not prepared to support the U.S. going in with Iran until, quote, we have a better idea of what we're getting ourselves into.
Well, look, there's a lot of thinking out there that Hillary Clinton is going to be the Democratic candidate. And if you're her and you see this mess that has occurred, we've invested incredible amounts of money into the way in which we're proceeding in Iraq, and it doesn't look good for the president. Now, you want to run for president on your own steam. Why in the world would you turn around and say, I want to be like this guy who is really down in his luck when it comes to the way in which people are perceiving our interest in Iraq? So she carves out her own area and she says, look, I'm not prepared to say yes to Iran. And it's a smart thing to do. On the other hand, the New York Times is coming out with an editorial now which says the president is proceeding exactly correctly. And it is, his balance is right and he's taking his time and he should be. So for those people who want to take cheap shots at him, and I don't mean the Hillary Clinton, I do mean some of the Republicans, they have to sort of recognize that this is a time that traditionally in foreign policy, when things get rough, both parties get together. And there is indication this morning that the president is calling them all in for a conference, the Republican leaders and the Democratic leaders, and we'll have to see what comes of that.
Well, what came of a trial with state senator and former Queens Republican leader Malcolm Smith was ultimately a mistrial, Alan.
This one really has a lot of people shaking their heads. It turns out that two of the people who were involved in the whole mess were talking to each other on the phone in Yiddish, and the court could not provide instantaneous translation, nor did the prosecutors work closely with the court in making sure that these conversations were translated. So the court had no choice, because a lot of the jurors wanted to go home, in saying, okay, we're going to have to declare a mistrial, and it'll be until January. That means that Malcolm Smith will be able to run for office another time as a person who has not been convicted of anything. And yet, when you look at some of the evidence that has come out, people getting envelopes stuffed with cash and everything else, all being photographed in the FBI and recorded, wow, if you can get off on something like this that easily because of a Yiddish translation, things aren't good.